Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chick Galloway. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Josh Billings. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Josh Billings. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNeely. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Tavener applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Shang and he is out. Kress applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards third. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Taubner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Galloway. The throw from Shang and he is out, Brannon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo strikes out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder takes first base on ball 4. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Taubner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Josh Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannon takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mainisch for the out. Blue moves to second. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Gehringer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Gehringer scores. Rice moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Galloway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shang for the out. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Blaeholder goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney can't make a play. That's a base hit. McNeely moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Josh Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 0-for-1 in the game. Billings takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-2 in the game. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. Manish hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Billings fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of McNeely, who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rice scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Galloway hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Shang fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for George Blaeholder. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Shang moves to second. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brannan hits a line drive to right field. Heilman throws towards Tavener. Tavener fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tavener. Shang scores. McNeely goes all the way around to score. Brannan moves to second. It's Browns, 3, Tigers, 3. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brannan moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue is hit by the pitch. George Smith now pitching. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brannan scores. Blue moves to third. It's 4-3, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Galloway fields it and throws to home to get Blue. Mainisch moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. General Crowder now pitching. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo strikes out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Shang takes first base on ball 4. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Crowder moves to second. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brannan hits a line drive towards first. Sweeney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Bill Sweeney. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Noon now playing first base. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Blue hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manish takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Manish moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Manish moves to third. Kress moves to second. Lil Stoner now pitching. Billy Mullen pinch hits for Ski Melillo. Billy Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into left field. Father Gill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Father Gill. Manish scores. Kress scores. Schult goes all the way around to score. Mullen moves to second. It's 7-3, Browns. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Shang hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mullen moves to third. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowder hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mullen tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-3, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Galloway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Mullen now playing third base. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fothergill strikes out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus pinch hits for Jackie Tavener. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.